Hi, this is Dr. David Freeman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. For years, experts have told us to avoid foods that are high in fat. Some say we should count calories, follow a paleo diet. Some say a plant-based diet is better. Well, today we discuss a groundbreaking, science-backed new perspective on how you should be choosing the food you eat. It's based on vibrations. Could choosing food by its frequency level be the determining factor on what we should be eating? Joining me to discuss this intriguing topic is Robin Openshaw, author of the book Vibe. Don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Freedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a former university professor and clinical psychotherapist. She's the author of 15 books, including bestsellers The Green Smoothies Diet and 12 Steps to Whole Foods. She's the host of the popular podcast Your High Vibration Life and founder of GreenSmoothieGirl.com. Welcome to the show, author of the book Vibe, Discover Your Energetic Frequency for Health, Life, and Success, Robin Openshaw.
Oh, thank you. What a nice introduction. So nice to be with you, Dr. Freeman.
Yeah, thanks for joining. First, I have to say, I've featured some great authors and topics on the show over the years, but your book really resonated with me. It's a fascinating, cutting-edge topic. Share with the listeners first, what is Vibe, and how can it be a factor when it comes to our health and well-being?
Well, I love that you said that the book resonated with you, because you're already absolutely talking the language of vibrational frequency. And what the background of the book is, I mean, we could talk about my background and how I came to this knowledge, but the bottom line is we are evaluating food in all the wrong ways. And the reason we're evaluating food in all the wrong ways is that there are billion-dollar industries who want us to be focused on completely irrelevant concepts like caloric energy or calories and how many grams of proteins, fats, and carbs are in things. It's not that it has absolutely no value, but it's limited. And think of it like old physics. Think of it as like Newton's physics. It worked for a while. It helped us explain some things, but there's so much more. So when we take a look at Einstein's discoveries, one of his more famous quotes is that everything in life is vibration. And when we know that, when we know that everything is just energies, and while atoms and molecules and DNA strands, these are all important concepts. These are all, you know, you might think of them as Newtonian biology and physics. There's so much more. And Einsteinian ways of looking at food has been completely neglected until now. And so what my book does is it takes a look at the vibrational energy of a healthy human being. And it assesses not just our food choices. We could talk about our emotions and and our thought processes and so many other practices, what we medicate with. But let's just talk about food, since that's what you've brought up first here. Let's talk about the vibrational energy of a healthy human being. And then let's assess the healthy human being from a principle of quantum physics that's really important. If you write one thing down from this interview, write this down. Here it is.
All right.
It's very simple. Don't be intimidated by quantum physics. This is really, really easy. And that is, a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. Okay, so a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. And what this means, Dr. Freedman, is that if you are a high vibration person and you're in my energy field, and right now we're in each other's energy field because we are energy exchanging in ways that have never been possible before. The technology age lets us listen to radio and podcasts and videos on YouTube. So your followers are being either raised or lowered in their vibrational energies by energy exchanging with you as they listen to your show. And I know that you're super committed to helping raise the vibration of your community and therefore the planet. But we're getting really woo. Let's go back to a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency to increase. So we're going to look for foods that are high in electromagnetic or electrical frequencies. We are electrical beings, and a healthy human being, according to Bruce Tino's research, he's out of the University of Washington, he measured human energy in hertz. And the reason I talk about his work, we could talk about how we can measure electrical and electromagnetic frequencies with gas chromatography. We could talk about how to measure it with biophotonic emissions, but that will get a little bit over most people's heads, more information they want to know. Let's talk about hertz, because we're familiar with hertz.
Right.
You know, back in high school physics, we know that electricity is measured in hertz. So Bruce Tino's work is helpful because it's a unit of measure we understand. So the healthy human is between 62 and 68 hertz of energy. Now, I would like to be on the high side of that. And when you're doing a bunch of practices and you're eating the right foods and you are metabolizing your negative emotions and the negative events in your life well, you are living at those higher frequencies. A genius brain might be measured in the 80s in terms of hertz. A person with end-stage cancer who's very near death might measure only 25 hertz. So humans can really range. Someone with a candida infection and you know, basically candida yeast is controlling your body might be in the 50s. But 62 to 68 is where Bruce Tino measured all the healthy people that he was that were in his analysis. Now, let's talk about food for a minute. What do you think the hertz of energy is of drinking a glass of green juice? Okay, just leave the fruit out of it. We're not talking about Tropicana orange juice here. We're talking about fresh pressed greens. And the reason I use greens is that greens have the highest vibrational frequency. I mean, we already know they're full of fiber. We already know they're full of micronutrients. And those are, according to the old Newtonian construct, those are what Americans are deficient in, is fiber and micronutrients. But here's something else to consider. They are also highest in vibrational frequency. So let's say you drink a glass of fresh pressed celery, cucumber, kale, spinach juice, put a little ginger in there, maybe a little lemon juice. What do you think the hertz are?
Hopefully right up there, about the 62, 68 around there where we want to be or higher.
How about 75?
Wow. Yeah. So we rise above to that level. Like you said, that's what we want.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. So if a substance of a higher frequency can cause a substance of a lower frequency, one way to do that is through energy exchange that doesn't have anything to do with, you know, food we're eating. You and I are either raising or lowering each other's vibration when we are in energetic exchange in some way. If you're in the room, I'm going sideways from the food issue. I'll come right back to it. But if you and I are in the same room, there's research showing that if you are in thoughts of love, gratitude, appreciation, peace, you could be connected to an ECG and I could be connected to an EEG. So my brain waves are being measured and you and I aren't even looking at each other and we're not saying a word to each other. But because we're in each other's energy field, if you go to a place of deep gratitude and love, I will register it on my brainwave.
I know. I read that in your book. It's fascinating because that is so objective. And for all you people that roll your eyes when you hear old vibrations, it's like that was like, wow, you know, you can't get more objective than that, showing the internal vibrations, energy you're absorbing from others.
Yeah. It when it gets quantified like that, then we can start talking about these things that maybe sounded like, you know, Rainbow Star Child might be saying them instead of scientists and psychotherapists and nutritionists. Well, let's go back to the food thing. So what do you think, and then I'm going to qualify this, what do you think the vibrational energy is of pork, chicken, beef, and actually fish too?
Probably in their state that they're dead would be, not alive, you're saying, actually on somebody's plate would probably be, I would guess maybe in 20s, 30s.
Yep, that's what most people guess. It's actually two.
Two? Wow, that's
two hertz. Yeah, similarly, dairy products, similarly, you know, a lot of dead foods, processed foods. So the point I'm making isn't go be a vegetarian, because there might be other reasons why you eat clean animal proteins. I don't really take a stand about that. I'm not particularly interested in the vegetarian, vegan, paleo, keto, all those debates. Not super interested in it. But I think what's clear is that if we want to live at high frequencies where we're experiencing flow states, creativity, love, joy, compassion towards other living creatures, we want to live in those high vibrations, which we all love. We've all experienced those, but some people are experiencing them more than others. We want to eat more high vibration foods. And
so they're saying like energy attracts like energy. So I'm curious, if someone's in a great mood, they're high energy, and they eat a donut for breakfast, I guess that's low vibrational food. Could they be setting themselves up for a low vibrational day?
They are. And so glad you brought that up, because like attracts like is another one of the principles of quantum physics we talk about in the book. So glad you mentioned that, because when we are vibrating low, we are attracting other low vibration people.
Right.
We are far more confused in our mental capacities. We're far more likely to be experiencing on a regular basis, the low vibrations, which I haven't mentioned, the lowest vibration emotions measured are fear and anger. And so obviously we all want to experience fear and anger less often, but there's absolutely, you're exactly right, there's absolutely a correlation between the foods we eat and how much we live in fear and anger versus, for instance, gratitude and peace, which are right. which are smooth, high vibrations. You saw in the book, you told me you read every word. I'm super,
every word.
I'm so,
yeah.
I'm cover so glad to cover. To hear that. It doesn't even publish until October 31st, but we're getting such great feedback about, you know, this has really changed how I talk about, how I think about principles related to health, principles related to my overall well-being, whether I'm happy or not, whether I'm content in my work. We have an epidemic, you know, as a former psychotherapist and as an author and influencer out there, I'll tell you, we have an epidemic of people feeling disconnected, lack of purpose, and just depression and anxiety. And so there's, you know, 30 different micro shifts that we might make during our day that absolutely affect what frequencies we are living at in that day.
I know. You know, there's so many people sick out there that no matter what drugs, vitamins, lotions, or potions they take, they just can't get well. Could it be their low frequency vibrations that are basically inhibiting their ability to heal?
I actually believe that more and more is going to come out about this. I mean, Dr. Oz says that energy medicine is the next frontier in medicine. And, you know, in case anybody doesn't know what that means, and you're saying, well, what's energy medicine? Is that some kind of voodoo, woo-woo thing? Well, let's get really clear here on how much energy medicine is already being used in standard of care treatment. Let's just talk about lasers. Now, surgeries can be far less invasive than they were 20 years ago through the use of focused frequencies. That's all lasers are. They are focused frequencies, and they can, through a one-inch cut in your belly, kill, cut out, slice up, and remove an organ if it's diseased and it needs to come out. That makes surgery radically less invasive and easier to heal from than 20 years ago. But then on the flip side, this is the gamut of how powerful thinking about frequencies is and why you want to learn about your own vibrational energy and what affects it and how. Is on the flip side, I had a dental surgery 4 or 5 years ago, and my dentist sold me a pretty expensive laser, but I take it home, like I own it. Right. It fits in my hand, that actually heals tissues. So frequencies can kill and frequencies can heal. And this actually applies to light and sound. There is high vibration music and sound. And it applies to our foods. It applies to how much time we're spending in our negative emotional states. That absolutely has everything to do. Our vibrational frequency has everything to do with our disease risk. You're exactly right.
Exactly. One interesting question that you ask readers in your book that I want to bring up, because I think everybody can relate to this. I know we talked about the medical tests for brain and heart frequency, but you say, have you ever walked into a room and even though the two people in it aren't speaking, you can tell by the negative charge in the room that they've just had an argument? You know, we're told that most people have a sixth sense, the ability to tap into our intuition. Shouldn't vibrations get the credit for that?
Yes. And I bring up that example because I think most, if not all of us, can relate. This is, we call it intuition. We don't know how to explain it. I'm just about to release a quiz to help people identify whether they're an intuitive right. or an empath or a natural energy healer. The natural energy healer, their frequencies are so calming and healing to other people that people will say to them their whole lives. And I've been doing some research on this, and I say to people who tend to become massage therapists or whatever, I say, do people say to you, just you coming in the room is calming for me? Like, I feel better when I'm around you. And I keep asking people who have chosen these, you know, hands-on healing arts, if people have said this their whole lives, and their eyes get big and they say, how did you know that?
Yeah.
And you know, that's it. We have all walked into a room and there are two people in the room who aren't speaking to each other. They're not looking at us. They don't even have to have a look on their face, but but we know. We can literally feel energy.
Yeah. I want to share a story that kind of corroborates what you're saying. I have a patient that travels 2.5 hours for his treatments, and he asked me if I knew why he traveled so far to see me, and I replied, well, because I'm helping you get rid of your headaches. And he laughed and said, nope, there are dozens of doctors in my town that can help me with that. He said, I drive here to see you because of your positive energy. I feel it when you walk in the room and I shake your hand. And after I leave, somehow I absorb your contagious energy. And Robin, that was the very first time I realized that vibrations of energy that we emit can affect others. And that said, wouldn't the opposite happen? If someone's hanging around negative people, that's contagious as well, isn't it?
Well, this is, first of all, congratulations that you have long ago embraced and stepped into your power as a healer, because you are so much more in your abilities to help people than writing a prescription or telling people some lifestyle changes to make. You are actually in your very energies a healer. And I love it when natural-born healers end up in the right profession. But yes, so when we spend our time around people who are angry, depressed, and I don't want to say here, stay away from all the people who are suffering, because you can control those semi-permeable, boundaries between you and other people so that you can serve the suffering. And I choose into that as well. But when people are chronically angry, hostile, critical, these affect our energies. And so we should be very careful about how much time we spend with people who, we call it in the common vernacular, we call them energy vampires, but it's a real thing. It's an actual real life thing. And we've all experienced it. We've all found that being around certain people is a total energy drain, and we walk away from them tired. And the thing is that we can actually choose to be the person that is attracting everyone in the room. And you also have had the experience where you walk into a room and maybe you're at a conference or whatever, but you just feel pulled across the room to someone that you hardly had any interaction with. And it's because of resonant frequencies. It's because you may not be operating at the exact same frequency, but it's like harmonics on the piano. I'm a pianist. I put myself through college teaching piano lessons. And when you play a third, two notes with a note in between, it's a harmonic or a soothing frequency. If you play a half a step apart, those are dissonant frequencies. Just imagine a white note and then the black note next to it, if you're not a pianist. These are dissonant frequencies. And we hear that. And in music, we want it to resolve. We want it to go to a harmonic. And so you have people who you have resonant frequencies with, and they pull you. You don't even know why you want it. You meet them and you're setting up lunch for next week, and you're like, gosh, I'm so busy, but I can't wait to spend more time with this person. Here's the great thing. We can all choose to be that person. We can literally be vibrating at 10 hertz higher if we just make some different choices.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about your book is you explain things that we already know, but now you're making it make sense. For example, like when someone goes on a first date and they feel chemistry, those butterflies in their stomach with someone, it isn't chemistry, it's their vibration. They're sinking, right? And so we can go on and on like that. And that's what I really enjoy about it. It's like, wow, it's like you make things so much sense. And, you back it up by science, but you know what I love about it? It makes common sense. And I'm a person where if science is great, but it just doesn't make common sense, I don't put the two together. And you do that. You mentioned music. I want to bring that up because I've heard that high vibration music, and I believe it's set to 528 hertz, is the holy grail. Is there certain types of music that creates unhealthy frequencies? I know Metallica fans are probably cringing right now, but go ahead and answer.
Yeah, one of the crazier things in the book. Yeah, we'll leave Metallica out so we don't offend all of my colleagues from the 80s and friends from the 80s who love that music. Right. And maybe it has its purpose. I think people generally choose to listen to music like that when they're working out or whatever, because what they're doing is they're jangling their energies. They're getting the jarring energies can propel you into motion. The problem is it's not a sustainable, it doesn't lead to sustainable, smooth, high frequencies. I mean, you saw the chart in the book, and this is the HeartMath Institute's research, not mine, of what the vibrations of gratitude look like. They look like they feel. They are smooth.
Yeah.
They flow. And then what a person hooked up to an EEG, what the vibrations of anger look like. They look exactly like they feel. They are short, heavy, thick, jagged. You look at it and you know intuitively you don't want to be there. But yes, music can have music can have positive vibrations or negative ones, and can have a soothing, healing effect on us. There are frequencies. They combine in 3s, 6s, and 9s. This is one of the things that Nikola Tesla discovered. Nikola Tesla said, if you want the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And he discovered a lot of secrets of the universe related to frequencies. And Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's right-hand guy, he was the minister of propaganda, back in the 1930s, 40s, he tried to standardize, well, before he and Hitler both committed suicide, he wanted to incite riots in the street, and he tried to standardize the tuning of instruments so that A was standardized at 444 hertz, because it's well known that this creates lots of chaotic vibrations for people, and his theory was there'd be pandemonium in the street.
Right.
Well, the United States actually still tunes instruments to that. I think the Boston Pops opt into the A equals 440 hertz, and there are other countries who tune to a far more harmonious frequency. But yes, 528 hertz, you mentioned it, it's known to be the frequency of love. It is the measurable frequency of the core of the earth. That's why when we go, it's one of the reasons why when we go outside and we lie down in the grass, don't just put your feet in the grass. If you can, the grass, the dirt, the sand is why it feels amazing to walk on the beach. Go outside and get as much of your body as possible in contact with the grass. Like lie in the grass and you will be amazed at how your own vibration increases. Not just because of connection, but also because you're discharging all those chaotic frequencies that get all over you from being around all these, you know, electronic devices.
So true. Yeah, we had Dr. Sinatra on, talked about earthing, which again, you know, he didn't bring up vibrations, but you're piecing it all together. You say, hey, a lot of this, what we've known, it's linking to one source. It's the vibrations and how we linger to that. One thing I want to bring up that you mentioned in the book, you say as we age, we focus more on our problems, ailments, and watch TV. That's a low vibration activity. How can people over 50 recharge their battery and add more vibratory zig to their zag? I know one thing my mom does to stay energized is she hangs out with friends that are younger than she is. And as you mentioned, like energy attracts like energy, and this lifts her up to their level.
I'm so glad that your mom's making choices like that. My guess is your mom is actually making a lot of choices. Hanging out with younger people is one thing, but also hang around with people. Seek them out. Be intentional about seeking out people who inspire you, people who encourage you to be better. Not just people who rubber stamp and validate all your misery and all the negatives you're talking about. A lot of times we become lower vibration people because we just seek out people who validate us in our misery.
Right.
And that's a great way to keep vibing lower and lower and
that's
attracting
right.
less, because we're not just attracting people who are of resonant frequencies, whether we're a angry, miserable, dishonest person, or whether we're a person really, really committed to our own growth and in up-leveling all the people around us. It's not just people we're attracting, it's opportunities, it's money. People who are living at the high frequencies and they're talking about great principles that will help others and they're serving, they're doing that from a very authentic place of wanting to. That's what happens when you live in the higher frequencies. And so how can people over 50 not end up in the situation? Like, you know, we talk to older people. I'm 50. I just turned 50 this year. And I am noticing that my peers increasingly spend a lot of their conversation time talking about aches and pains and problems, because we're all going to have them. We're all going to have them. I mean, I've got 4 adults and adulting and teenage children. I'm a single mom. I'm running a business. I have 22 employees. Like, there's just challenges that come with that. But you can do lots of things to make sure that you're living at higher frequencies. And the book is really geared towards helping you become super mindful about the things that take you down and making a clear goal. My personal goal is I want to live at high frequencies. And the reason I want to do that is because then I'm happier and healthier, and I'm helping others be happier and healthier.
That's great. Well, fantastic. It was so good having you here. Like I said, a fantastic book, folks. You need to get this. I'm a big fan. This book's going to go far. That's my prediction, so we'll see when it comes out if I'm right, and you watch. I bet I will be. Anyway, I appreciate being here. To order your copy of Vibe Discover your energetic frequency for health, love, and success. Go to greensmoothiegirl.com. While you're there, make sure you check out some of her healthy recipes, her podcast library. Sign up for her newsletter. That's greensmoothiegirl.com. You can stay up to date on all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. Share today's podcast with someone who needs some good vibrations in their life. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iHeartRadio and iTunes. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.